League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, by the way. Never coming back down. Whoa. Love this. Wouldn't put it like that. Everything is reopening again. Lights up on theatre and comedy. We've had our first week back here of indoor gigs here in the UK, and I can't tell you how happy I am. Just one thing I ask, just one thing, one little thing. Can we not have critics for like 3 months, please? Just 3 months of artistic criticism, please. Just 3 months, now more than ever. Surely it's irrelevant, just for a few months. Right now, criticizing art, it feels like criticizing oxygen. Or indeed, light. We need this now. Don't criticize the very thing that we need. Oh, that oxygen today was a bit in your face, wasn't it? It was a bit obvious. That light, I've seen it before. Please give us a few months. Please. I saw a critic piling into the new Alan Partridge comedy the other day. Alan Partridge, one of the UK's greatest ever comedy characters, played by Steve Coogan, and it was hundreds of words about how this show wasn't as good as his other stuff. I'm sorry, not for 3 months, guys, please. We've all been locked inside for 2 years. Steve Coogan, me. We're just trying to bring happiness and laughter, please, for a few months. I'm not saying a free pass forever. Obviously, there's shit things that needs to be pointed out. Jesus, just a few months, no criticism. Please. Shine, step into the light. So bright sometimes. I'm not here. We can go back, you know. I'm not saying, and would never say, critics, that your job is an irrelevance. maybe after a bad review I'd say that, but my last show, wall-to-wall critical acclaim, you guys are the best. And I don't agree with Stephen Fry, who imagined what a critic would say at the gates of heaven to St. Peter, justify his or her life, imagining them saying, well, I spent my whole life looking at what other people have done and saying, well, that didn't really work for me. I would never, maybe sometime, say that I agree totally with Stephen Fry. All I'm saying is, after what we've been through, give us 3 months. That's all we ask. Critics' amnesty. We're not bad people. We're not trying to do harm. Please, just leave us alone. I once got a criticism that said the following, and I quote, Nathan Cassidy had a difficult gig tonight. The entire second row is pissed, and there are only two rows. neither of those things are my fault, are they? I mean, yes, perhaps if I'd been handing out alcohol on the door, you could have leveled that one at me. Oh, come in, guys. Here's your, take your bottle of whiskey each. In you come. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm going to have to turn you guys away. No, you're not too drunk. I just only want the front two rows full. Any more than two rows of drunk Scottish men shouting at me, I get nervous. Sorry, in you come, though. If you're a critic, in you come. Please criticise me having to deal with these 20 drunk Scottish men for an hour. In you come. I'm sure you can't look past this. And realise you haven't seen the show you were supposed to see. Because you never can you? Not that I'm bitter. When you give me a great review, I'm a total hypocrite. So in you come. I mean, sometimes the reviews are a bit harsh, but sometimes I have to admit, reviewers are too nice. I once did a show where I tongue-in-cheek said I was better than Bill Hicks. It went something like, a friend of mine said, oh, you're good, Nathan, but you're not Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was the best. I said, how are you ascertaining that from the 2 5-minute clips you've seen? He said, yes. He said, oh, but Bill Hicks, Nathan, it was like Jesus. I said, in what way? In the way you've never seen him live. Anyway, I mean, that does sound very good, doesn't it? Better than Bill Hicks. But this critic wrote, and I quote, in a beautifully structured hour of comedy, Cassidy was brave and generous. And having seen Bill Hicks, I can honestly say that he is as good as him. I take it all back. Critics, come in. Come in, come back, I'm ready for you. You may want to criticise our best-loved comedy character, Alan Partridge. But you're right, he has gone off the boil. You're right, Elton John can't sing anymore. Paul McCartney's latest stuff isn't as good as Yesterday by the Beatles. Leonardo da Vinci. I'm spitting. He did fuck all after the Mona Lisa. Which, by the way, took him 13 years. Took him about 13 years. Have you seen the size of that painting? It's tiny. I think I'm honestly a better artist than Leonardo da Vinci. And that critic thought so as well. And I quote, having seen the overrated Mona Lisa that took a frankly ludicrous 13 years, I can honestly say that Nathan Cassidy is as good as him, if not better than him. And he didn't invent the helicopter. He just drew a round thing. Probably took him 23 years because he moves his hand at the pace of a fucking snail. I'm a better artist than Leonardo da Vinci. A better singer than Paul McCartney and Elton John, that's not hard. And a better comedian than Bill Hicks. And the only slight addendum to this, I'm actually doing this recording before I take the stage for my first gig back after 6 months away. I am fucking excited. And one of the advantages of not getting nervous is before things happen, before lights up, I only think good things. I only think that this is going to be the best. I only think that I am the best. And I truly believe that is where the best artists come from. The best sportsman, the best anyone, those that believe in those moments before lights up, I am the best. And when it turns out you're not the best, blame the lack of sales and the fact that the front two audience rows are pissed. Always blame that. And don't forget, fellow artists as the lights go up again around the world. Even the Mona Lisa got the harshest criticism. Famously, when Leonardo da Vinci tried to get into heaven, St. Peter told him to fuck off. And that's coming from a critic that was famously so full of compassion and forgiveness. So in short, don't worry that things will go wrong. They always fucking do. Just close your eyes. Deep breath. And step into the light. Step into the light, so bright sometimes. I'm not ever going back. Step into the light, so bright sometimes. I'm not ever going back. Step into the light. You got this. You got this.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.